these discussions into the light of 2 Timothy. I think it will help us to do that. The path of the man of God in 2 Timothy was a lonely path. But thou, O man of God. What does that mean? Weren't there many men of God then? Well, I think that Scripture is very careful to teach us that the pathway that I see Gideon on in Judges is the pathway that we're on in 2 Timothy. And it is a lonely pathway. I believe that Gideon wanted to bring Israel into that, but God was not ready to yet. It's not that God wasn't ready to, but Israel was not ready. They were not ready. So Gideon keeps trying to say us, but look down at verse 14. Well, verse 12, the Lord is with thee. Look down at verse 14. Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? Go down again, verse 16. The Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee. Gideon was God's man for God's moment, for God's work that he was doing then. The great question is, do I want to be that today? Then I'm not going to look for a lot of company. I'm not going to look for a lot that are going to walk with me. But I can look for this. There is one that will support me every day, all the way, all the time. He's unfailing, isn't he? So I think it's a wonderful thing to see that God was preparing the deliverer. He was preparing the man that he was going to use that was going to bring blessing to his people. Well, that's a great question with me. Do I want to be used of the Lord that way in this day that we're living?
Is it not significant, though, that God does not answer the questions of Gideon in verse 13?
Right.
Not one of those questions are answered by God. And if you look at those questions again, did not Jehovah bring us up from Egypt? Well, the angel had already spoken the prophetic word about all of that, what God had done. But Gideon is here reiterating these questions, and God is not answering directly. It simply says, Jehovah looked upon him. As it were to say, oh Gideon, if you only knew my heart. He looks upon him, and then he says to him, now I want you to go in this thy might. I am going to save Israel from the hand of Midian through you. I'm going to use you as the vehicle for accomplishing my purpose. Gideon only looked at the questions through his own personal eyes. But God says, I've got a different eye for you to look through. Look through my eyes. I'm going to deliver the children of Israel from the hand of Midian.
David, I like to believe that the Lord did answer his question. It was just not the answer that Gideon was looking for.
Yes.
The answer was, in verse 14, I sent thee. Mm-hmm. The answer was, in verse 16, not only have I sent you, I will be with you.
Yes.
Well, that was the answer to all those difficulties. But I think that there's help for us as young people today when difficulties come in. As to how do I look at them? Do I look at God first? Or do I look at the difficulty first? It's a matter of exercise. Naturally speaking, by nature, I will look at what is before me. My belly is empty. I haven't eaten for a couple of days. The Midianites have been here, and the only thing I can think about is food. That's natural. But the Lord would have us to come to him, to look at the difficulties from his point of view, and then he says, you'll be able then to deal with them. If you go ahead.
No, no. I'm saying, just to say that I agree that the answers that are given are given not from Gideon's perspective,
but
from God's eyes. But Gideon had expected that God should answer. Did not Jehovah bring us up out of Egypt? Yes, I brought you up out of Egypt. Then the next question, now Jehovah hath cast us off. Yes, I have cast you off because it's my hand of discipline upon you. That's what Gideon expected. But God comes completely
around
and answers it according to his mind.
Amen.
Somebody was saying something back there.
And that was John.
I was just simply going to say that with those questions that Gideon was saying, I also believe there's this sense, as you were just saying, Dave, the sense of in Gideon's heart of understanding God's way of governmental judgment, which we spoke about earlier. He's asking the questions, but in the question themselves, he knows the answer. So by faith, he's accepting that which the Lord had brought upon the children of Israel in judgment.
And I like Gideon's response to that too. Because again, look at the character of this young man. First thing, when everybody else is going with the Midianite and hiding in caves and doing that, he is concentrating on providing food for himself and for those who are around him, at whatever expense, no matter how difficult it is. That's what he's going to do. Now, when the Lord said, okay, Gideon, you go with thy might, and you save, I will help you, and you will save that. Now, I want you to think of this. Now, how many of you would like, if the angel of the Lord comes to you and he said, Alfred, look, Alfred, look, you're going to go and do a tremendous work in Toronto. You know what I would do? I will call everybody and say, hey guys, let me tell you what happened to me last night. The angel of the Lord came. And you know what? I didn't want to tell you that, but I was working very hard, threshing wheat and studying the Word of God. I read every commentary on the bookshelf. I bought them all, and I read them all three times. Now, I have everything, and I'm just telling you, the angel of the Lord came to me. Now, look, you got to listen to me, because I am going to take care of everything, okay? Just look, I didn't want to tell you, but look, he even told me I'm a mighty man. You guys didn't think I'm great, but I am, okay? I would do that.
Yeah.
Look at the character of this Gideon. He said, go? I? Me? Want me to go? You gotta be kidding. Look at me. I'm the least of my fathers. I'm nobody. I'm nobody. He didn't say, good. Now I know it. Man, I'm it now. That's it. All of these young people are going to follow me now, huh? I'm nobody. Look at my household. Come on. We are the least of the thousands of Manasseh. We are just nobody. I mean, I don't have a family name. I'm really nobody. Come on. And he was sincere about it. He really has the right estimation of himself. You see, a person in the presence of the Lord knows his value. When you are in the presence of the Lord, you know that you're nobody and you are nothing. And if it's the grace of God that's going to use you, this is the grace of God. And Gideon not only worked very hard, because see, some of us start well. You work very hard, study the word, and then it gets into your head. And you think you're a big shot. And then you ruin it for everybody and for yourself. What Gideon see in the school of God, he was consistent every step of the way. Very quietly working. And when he was called, he still have a very good idea of what kind of person he is. I'm a nobody. I'm just a vessel. I'm a nobody. If the Lord's going to use me, but I am nobody. But I want to keep that in mind all the time. Whatever the Lord has given you, it's not because you're smarter than anybody or because you are nicer looking than anybody. It's really the grace of God. And when you keep that in mind, and you keep that humble attitude, those are the kind of vessels.